Remember, is what I'm going to say to you now, because this is absolutely essential to our understanding of the Mass, and as the Mass is the very central focal point of our faith, then this is absolutely crucial. Do this in memory of me. What our Lord said, in fact, was do this as a memorial of me. Do this as a memorial of me. So we have to ask ourselves, what is a memorial? But particularly, and perhaps more importantly, what did our Lord mean by a memorial? What did he have in his mind when he said, do this as a memorial of me? Well, to understand what our Lord meant, we have to go back to the situation he was in at that moment when he said those words. Because he was celebrating the Paschal meal. Remind you that the Last Supper wasn't just any old supper. Didn't just happen to be the meal that took place before his crucifixion. It was linked deliberately with the crucifixion. The crucifixion, in God's plan, was the whole scheme, the time scheme was fixed. These 2 days would come together. Our Lord was celebrating the Paschal meal. Now, the Paschal meal had been instituted by Moses. No, it hadn't. It was instituted, yes it was, by Moses. Moses led the Israelites from Egypt, the great Exodus, the great act of liberation. The Jews who were slaves, one side of the Red Sea, become free, the other side of the Red Sea. They are slaves, they become their own people, they have their own law. God becomes their God, they become God's people. They've got the law of God as the law of the land. They enter into this covenant with God. They're completely changed. Free from Egypt, got their own identity, their own relationship with God, completely and utterly changed from the way they were. And Moses says, this must never be forgotten. As the centuries roll by, we must always celebrate this event of the Exodus. So he instituted a meal that they must celebrate. And that meal became known as the Paschal meal, the very meal that our Lord was celebrating at the Last Supper. And the Paschal meal expressed all that had been achieved at the Exodus. Because sitting round that table with our Lord, but sitting round any table on that day in Israel, you had Jewish people, Jewish families, celebrating the fact that they were free. The freedom had remained. Celebrating the fact that they were God's people. That they had this special, special relationship with God. Celebrating that they had God's law as their own particular law of the land. And what had happened in the past was a living reality for them. It was there. And they reminded themselves that what had happened in the past was still having its living effect, was still alive in the present, and they celebrated a meal to celebrate the fact that all that had been achieved at the Exodus by God was still in their possession, they were still enjoying it, was still a reality. So the past was present. The fruits of the past were present. And that's what our Lord meant by a memorial. For him, a memorial was a meal which made the effects of something in the past present. Okay? Now, he changes the Paschal meal from being a memorial of what happened to the Jews as they came out of Egypt to what happens to all of us as a result of his death. So he makes the Mass, he makes the Eucharist the memorial meal that will make present for all time what he was about to do on the cross. That's why I keep saying at Mass, and you've heard me say this until you must be getting utterly bored at my saying it, that the Mass makes present the Lord's death and resurrection. And it makes present the Lord's death and resurrection because it is the memorial meal that Christ established. Now, to try and explain what that means in fact, is when the priest has consecrated the bread, this is my body, which will be given up for you. The link, that's why I said there's that link between the meal and the crucifixion. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Having said that, he holds up the host. Now you look at it. It's held up there for you to look at. And what do you see? You see what looks like bread. We can't see what it really is. You can only see the outward appearances of bread. There was a very strong, strong tradition in the Old Testament that no one could see God and survive. That the majesty, the glory, the greatness, the infinity of God would be such that you'd be a dead man if you actually beheld God. And this falls into line with that tradition. Priest is holding up the host. What you're looking at is Christ. It is Christ. Transubstantiation is Christ. But the glory and the majesty is hidden by the sacrament. But we've just been talking about the angels being present and the saints. What do they see? They presumably can see through what we can't see through. What do they see when the priest holds up the host? What they see is Christ in the moment of his death. Christ crucified. Christ dying for us. That's the memorial. It's making present that past moment when God revealed his infinite love for mankind by dying for us, that moment when Christ took our sins on himself and paid the ultimate penalty, that crucial moment in time for which the whole of history was made, that moment becomes present in the sacrament. The kids today love to talk about time warps, whereby you can walk out of a particular age and be alive in another age. You become present to an age that is long and long gone, or an age in the future which hasn't yet come. The Church is saying that that is a literal fact in the Eucharist. that the Eucharist is a time warp. That all the time between now and the moment of crucifixion completely telescoped, so that what you were actually seeing, if you could see through it, would be Christ in the moment of his dying. So what the sacrament is doing is making present Christ's crucifixion, making it present in our midst. Not repeating it, Christ doesn't die twice, Christ died once and for all. Not repeating it, but making that once and for all death of Christ a living reality here and now for us. Brought it out of time, here in our midst. Or if you want to think of it the other way, it's like God taking you to the foot of the crucifixion, letting us be around the cross as Our Lady was, St. John was. That's what we mean by the sacrament of the Mass, by the memorial. It's what Christ meant by a memorial. So that once this consecration has taken place, once this transubstantiation has taken place, what becomes present is Christ in his sacrifice. This is my body given up for you. This is my blood poured out for you. This is what it is. My body given for you. My body being given for you now. So that when we gather around the altar for the Mass, for the Eucharist, we are as present to the crucifixion as Our Lady was, or St. John was, or Mary Magdalene was. We are literally as present to Christ's crucifixion as they were who stood under the cross. Now that's what the memorial means. And so what is the Mass? The Mass is a sacrifice. Why is the Mass a sacrifice? Because the Mass is the crucifixion of Christ made present. That's what the Mass is. The Mass is the crucifixion of Christ made present, not repeated, made present, that once and for all action of God's supreme love is made present in our midst through the sacrament of Eucharist. And it was the loving kindness of Christ that thought this out and gave us this sacrament. So that the people who lived in Christ's time, the people who were privileged to see him face to face, to be with him, to be under the cross as he died, would have no advantage over us. That we are as really present to the Lord and to his dying and to his sacrifice as they were. Okay? So that's why I say to you that this word memorial is absolutely essential to understanding what the Mass is. And when you think of it, if that's what the Mass is, the actual making present of Christ's crucifixion, and Christ's crucifixion was redemption. It was God's outpouring of divine love on mankind. It was the taking away of our sins. It was God among us. It was everything. And therefore the focal point of our Catholicism, of our Christianity, is there. The crucifixion is what it's all about. There's nothing to compare with it. Christ was born, we've just celebrated Christmas, but Christ was born in order to die. In order to demonstrate this love, in order to redeem us. And that redemption is actually present. And that's why the Mass is the central act of the Church, the central act of worship of the Church. It's the focus of the Church, it's the focus of our lives, and really sums up everything that the Church is.
Okay.
summed up everything that the church is. Okay? Now, have you got that, do you think? Right, well, hang on, there's water come. Okay? You're looking, you're an angel now, okay, with boxing gloves on, floating around the church, looking at this, priest is holding up the host, you can see through it, and you can see Christ's crucifixion. You can see Christ on the cross, dying. And you blink, and you open your eyes, and the scene has changed. You see Christ rising out of the tomb. You see that moment of resurrection when Christ burst into new life. Because the Eucharist makes present not just our Lord's death, but also his resurrection. Also his resurrection. Because the death of the Lord and the resurrection of the Lord go together. They are one event. We separate them out in our minds because that's how we are as human beings. But in fact, our Lord's dying and our Lord's rising were just two sides of a coin. You can't have a coin with just one side on it. You know, because it's half, it's still got two sides. And so the mystery of Christ has got two sides to it. There's the dying and the rising out of death. The two sides of the coin always going together. If you've got one, you've got the other. The dying of Christ would have meant nothing if Christ hadn't have victoriously risen out of it and shared the life that he won by it with us. Death and resurrection go together. So when Christ makes present his death for us, he also makes present his resurrection. So the resurrection is there, the risen Christ is there. The dying Christ is there, the risen Christ is there, the same Christ is there. Actually, at that moment when Christ rose from the dead, that moment that no eye has ever seen, people saw the empty tomb, but that moment of resurrection when Christ rose from the dead, becomes a living reality in the sacrament. And so we become eyewitnesses, if you like, through the sacrament. We experience the death of the Lord. We join ourselves to Christ as he offers himself to the Father. And that's how we can give God all honour and glory, as we say in the Mass. Because Christ is offering himself to the Father, the supreme sacrifice. Christ is God, he is equal to God, equal to the Father. He is God from God, light from light. He's the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And only God can give God adequate worship. Not finite creatures like you and me. Only God can give God worship which is worthy of God. And that worship is being given to God by Christ. And yet, it has been brought to us so that we can stand round it, if you like, hold on to Christ's feet as he offers himself to the Father, so we can join in that supreme act of worship. So the Mass is the definitive form of worship of God. That's why, you know, the Church says you must go to Mass on a Sunday. Because its reality is just absolutely astonishingly enormous. And it won't be until we face God ourselves and see him face to face that we'll realise just what the Mass really has been all about. So it makes present the Lord's death. We are witnesses to his death. We share in his sacrifice. We offer that sacrifice to the Father. But also we are witnesses to his resurrection, that Christ lives, that Christ has overcome death, that there is more meaning to life than just here below. And so we become kind of witnesses, go the Mass is ended, go and share with other people, you know, what you've experienced here in this Mass. So That's the memorial. Do this as a memorial of me. And next week we'll continue to see how the Mass develops that idea. But that is the essence of the Mass. That's what the Mass is. What is the Mass? The Mass is the crucifixion of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, made present, the once and for all event in history, is made present through the Holy Spirit, through the sacrament, so that we can be partakers, sharers in it.